Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the most exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear children, the story we covered last time was titled True Shukr and Patience. And it was about, can you remember who was it about? It was about Abu Qilaba rahmatullah alayhi. And he was an individual who had no arms or legs, but he had a tongue that was remembering Allah, and his son had passed away. And then the brother named Abdullah, he came into contact with this person. He saw him in Jannah. Because of the patience that he showed in this world, Allah gave him a very high position in Jannah because of his being patient and showing gratitude all the time. Today's story is called Selflessness and Sympathy. Selflessness and Sympathy. Waqidi, who was a great alim of former times, once said that he was once in a great financial strife. He was having difficulty financially. He was on the verge of poverty. Eid was fast approaching, and there was nothing in the home. The elders could perhaps bear it patiently, but what about the children in the home? He says that he was constrained to ask for a loan from a trader friend of his. When his friend saw him, he understood the intention of the visit and placed 1,200 dirhams in a bag and gave it to Imam Waqidi. When he reached home, a Hashimi friend of his came by, who was also in a state of poverty and need. Waqidi said to his wife, "Distribute the contents of the bag into two equal parts, and in this way both our needs will be sufficed." So Waqidi gets a 1,200 dirhams in a bag from his friend, who's a trader. And when he comes home, it's a knock on the door, and a Hashimi friend of his, he also needs help. So Waqidi says to his wife, "Distribute the contents of the bag in two equal parts, and in this way both our needs will be sufficed." She replied, listen to his wife's answer. She replied, "This is indeed strange. You have been to a normal layman who gave you 1,200 dirhams, and you are only giving him half of what a layman has given you. Do give him the entire bag." Allahu Akbar. His wife saying, "Give him everything." Waqidi said, "Give him half and we keep the other half." But his wife is saying, "Give him everything." Allahu Akbar. Imam Waqidi then, without any hesitation, gave the entire sealed bag without even opening it. And he gave it to his Hashimi friend. He took the bag. In the meanwhile, the trader friend of Imam Waqidi stopped by this Hashimi and said, "Eid is very close by and there is nothing in the home. I would like a loan." The Hashimi offered him the very same bag, sealed. When he saw his own bag, which was still sealed, he was astonished and sought to investigate the circumstances surrounding it. Are you following the story so far? So Imam Waqidi needed help. So the trader gave him 1,200 dirhams in a bag. Imam Waqidi came home, and then the Hashimi wanted some money. So he gave him all the money in the same bag. And when Hashimi was walking, he bumps into that trader who actually gave the money to Imam Waqidi in the first place, and he needed help, so that Hashimi gave him the same bag that he gave to Imam Waqidi. So it's come back to him. Allahu Akbar. He left the bag at the Hashimi, so he left it, he left the bag there with Hashimi, and came to Imam Waqidi, who narrated the entire episode to him. In reality, the trader also had nothing besides the bag and its contents, and he gave the entire bag to Imam Waqidi and sought a loan for himself, which is why he went to the Hashimi. When the Hashimi offered him the bag, the entire secret was revealed. When this wonderful incident of selflessness and sympathy reached the Wazir of the country, Yahya bin Khalid rahmatullahi alayhi, he took 10,000 dinars. He took 10,000 dinars and said, 2,000 is for Waqidi, 2,000 for the Hashimi, 2,000 for the trader. And how many is left now? If he's given, if there's 10,000 dinars, he's given 2,000 to Waqidi, he's given 2,000 for the Hashimi, and 2,000 for the trader. That's 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6,000. How much is left? 4,000. So who got the remaining 4,000? Do you know? Think. Who do you think got the remaining 4,000? Any guess? The remaining 4,000 went to Waqidi's wife, who was the most worthy and deserving of it. And there's a translation of an ayat of the Quran which says, and they prefer others over themselves, even though poverty be their lot. These were those people who appreciated the value of Islamic character, such that when a non-Muslim saw their behavior, he accepted Islam willingly. Have you considered why the Wazir Yahya bin Khalid gave the wife of Allama Waqidi the most of all, 4,000 dirhams? Why do you think she got the most? Go on, why do you think? The reason she got the most is because she is the one who told Waqidi without any hesitation, because Waqidi said to his wife, give half to the Hashmi and we'll keep half. But the wife said, no, we give all of it. So she was even more selfless and more generous than her own husband. Allahu Akbar. And that is why the Wazir Yahya bin Khalid gave Waqidi's wife 4,000 dinars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding of what has been said and heard. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala genuinely give us that passion and that desire to help people selflessly without wanting anything back, but to do it for Allah and Allah only. And let it be a means of us, of people receiving guidance to come into the fold of Islam, that our character is such that even the non-Muslims see our behavior and they say, subhanallah, what is that? What is it in their religion that teaches them to be so generous and so kind and so affectionate and so caring? What is it? It's Islam. It's the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us that. So may Allah give us that as well. Ameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين